what the hell is this thing? Is the Calvine UFO photo genuine evidence we've been visited by aliens? On the 4th of August, 1990, two men were hiking near the Scottish village of Calvine when they saw something truly inexplicable. Hovering perfectly still over a nearby field was a huge diamond-shaped thing. Despite their fear, those two unnamed hikers had the presence of mind to do something that practically nobody who sees a UFO ever thinks to do. They took a picture. This picture. After taking their now legendary photo, the two hikers sent it to the local newspaper, the Glasgow Daily Record. The picture editor at the Record, Andy Allen, knew he had a huge scoop on his hands as soon as the images landed on his desk. But he didn't print the story right away. There are several RAF bases in the countryside surrounding Calvine, and Allen was concerned the hikers might have captured an image of something they shouldn't have. The fact there was what looked like a military jet in the images alongside the mysterious diamond only added to that feeling. For one thing, despite the fact we only have a single image of the UFO, multiple witnesses, including Craig Lindsay, staff at the Glasgow Daily Record, and members of the MOD, all claim to have seen all six original Calvine photos. Making a single fake image good enough to fool forensic photography experts would be hard enough, but making six? Well, that's practically impossible. Especially when those images apparently show a clear timeline of events, complete with moving objects. We don't have the negatives, so we can't be sure, but this would have been incredibly hard to fake. Right now, we simply don't have all the evidence. Sadly, thanks to the MOD's decision to keep the files under lock and key, this isn't likely to change before 2076. Now, I usually reach the end of these deep dive investigations with a pretty clear idea of what I think the answer to the riddle really is. But with Calvine, I'm genuinely stumped. The skeptic in me is tempted to call the whole thing an elaborate hoax, but for once, I think there's serious room for doubt there. So, I guess now that you've seen all the evidence for yourself, what do you think? Like, seriously, please,